This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new law in Illinois requires high schoolers to learn about climate change, and the law was written by two teenagers. Starting this fall in the 2026-27 school year, the new state law in Illinois will require every public high school to include instruction on climate change, its impacts and causes, for grades 9 through 12. Illinois State Representative Janet Yang Rohr carried the bill, saying, "The legislation makes sure that people know that it's happening, how it's happened, and most importantly, what they can do to make a change." The law's journey began when Iris Shadis Greengas, a senior at Naperville Central High School, submitted a proposal to Representative Yang Rohr as part of a capstone course. Another student at Neuqua Valley High School, then-senior Grace Brady, was working on a similar project. The Climate Change Education Bill passed, and the state's Board of Education and Environmental Protection Agency are creating the curriculum now for classes in the upcoming school year. The law makes Illinois the fifth state to require a climate change curriculum in schools. A Montana district court has upheld Montana's selenium water quality standard for Lake Coconusa in northwest Montana. The Coconusa Reservoir and the surrounding watershed is poisoned by harmful pollution from open-pit Canadian coal mines upstream. Lake Coconusa straddles the Montana-Canada border and is part of a vast and uniquely biodiverse Kootenai River watershed that stretches from British Columbia's Elk River Valley through Montana and Idaho and into the Columbia River. At high levels, selenium can be lethal to fish and other aquatic life. 95% of the selenium entering Lake Coconusa comes from British Columbia's Elk Valley, where Elk Valley Resources operates four coal mines. A study by the U.S. Geological Survey found that the selenium pollution in the Elk Valley watershed is unprecedented and among the largest documented increases in the primary literature. Elk Valley Resources is owned by the Anglo-Swiss commodity trader Glencore and Japanese steelmaker Nippon Steel. Glencore has proposed a major 5,000-acre expansion to the Fording River mine, which could exacerbate the selenium pollution problem. For decades, Canadian coal mines just north of the border have polluted Canada's Elk River and downstream Lake Coconusa with high levels of selenium, which is known to hamper reproduction rates and cause deformities in native and threatened aquatic species. The pollution is now being detected 350 river miles downstream of the Canadian coal mines. The trout population of the Upper Fording River, located below Elk Valley Resources mines, collapsed in recent years, and the company was ordered to pay a $60 million fine under Canada's Fisheries Act for poisoning the water. The court decision maintains the 0.8 micrograms per liter water pollution standard adopted by the Montana Board of Environmental Review in 2020, based on thorough scientific analysis and stakeholder involvement. The water quality standards are designed to protect fish in the watershed, human health, habitat, the outdoor recreation economy, and to prevent worsening pollution. The selenium water quality limitations were reviewed and approved by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in 2021. Republican state legislators from northwest Montana have tried to pass Montana laws allowing higher selenium water quality standards against scientific and biological findings because they say that tourism to their area has declined because of the water pollution. Democratic lawmakers have countered that changing the law to accept more poison isn't the answer for Lake Coconusa. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.